He sat up, and so did she, each staring at the other with as much gravity as children could muster. Then they'd spat into the palms of their hands and shaken on it, the most serious of promises. Kyle had nodded at that and pulled something out of his pocket.
I got this for you.
It was a plastic ring, the kind that had come out of the candy machine down at Garden of Eden, the market in town. It might as well have been the crown jewels. The gesture spoke of forethought and intent, and she'd fallen in love with him then and there, insofar as a six-year-old was capable of such things. She'd kept that silly ring for years, a part of her foolishly believing that they'd both meant the promise they'd made that day. He hadn't. That had been the end of it. The end of them as anything. He was a grown man, a rising success. He had everything he always wanted. Of course he'd have found someone by now. It was fine. Maybe him being taken would kill off the tiny, idiotic part of her that thought he'd someday come back to honor that spit shake, no matter how things had ended between them. The part that believed there was anything left of the man he used to be in the man he'd become.
I'm looking for Abby.
The sound of her name had her shoving her reaction aside. She'd wasted enough time and energy on Kyle Keenan. There was work to be done. Scrubbing both hands over her face and slipping on a mask of professionalism, she stepped out of her treatment room. Nadia was talking to a man she didn't recognize. He didn't look like their usual clients. His patchy beard seemed more like the result of not bothering to shave for weeks, rather than growing one on purpose. And she was pretty sure that streak of neon orange stuff down the front of his sweater was dust from a bag of Cheetos. Maybe a client had recommended her services? Or maybe he wanted to buy a gift card for someone else?
Can I help you?
The guy had a weird intensity about him that made her uncomfortable. His gaze seemed full of a manic glitter, his smile just a shade too bright.
Oh, I've come a long way to find you.
What the actual hell? The door opened again, and she glanced toward it, hoping Prue's husband, Flynn, was popping in as a well-timed backup. Then she did a double take, because a ghost walked in. He was older, his shoulders a little broader than they'd been at 21. His cheeks had long ago lost the roundness of youth, and now sported a close-cropped blonde beard, highlighting a very adult jaw. His vivid blue eyes met hers, and there was no stopping the electric current of hope and joy beneath the jolt of shock.
Kyle?
She hated the breathless quality of her voice, but she couldn't look away from the answering joy and blinding smile. He was a very vivid hallucination. The news of his engagement had broken something in her overtaxed brain. He crossed the distance between them in a few long-legged strides, and then his hands were sliding into her hair.
Missed you,
he rasped, and took her mouth with his.
Oh yeah, she definitely passed out and had some kind of head injury, because no way in hell was her ex-best friend kissing the bejesus out of her like she'd always wanted him to. Like he was drowning, and she was oxygen. Like they hadn't spent the past decade not speaking, and he hadn't shattered her heart. He only ever did that in dreams, because the privacy of her own mind was the only place she could still be honest. And if she was dreaming, then it was safe to indulge in the fantasy.